there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. A lot of stuff on today's big show. We're going to check in with Peter and Galind at Aquanauts Grenada. We are going to hear from Eric Douglas from Divers Alert Network, who's going to be on our next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, literally 2 weeks away.
Wow, I can't wait to meet him on that cruise.
No, you're not going to be on that one.
Damn.
That'll be me, Jimmy the Helper Boy, Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model, Gene Flipsy, who is a dolphin expert, behavior encounter.
Flipsy's expert. Not really a name, is it? Jane Flipsy?
It is really his name, I believe. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of unique for sure. But yeah. I guess he knows how to be at one with the dolphins. I don't know, because of his name's Flipsy, and they like to flip in the water, out of the water.
And because
maybe.
Flipsy would be a great name for a dolphin.
Yeah, could exactly. And matter of fact, we got a report from the boat from the Caribbean Explorer to Liveaboard that's actually doing these dolphin itineraries. They just started them. And we got the first report back from their dolphin encounters.
They just started doing them for this season.
Right.
They've done them before. You've been on this dive before.
Yeah. For this season, they just started their, 7-week run, I believe. And we got a boating report from the first week, and it's quite positive. So it looks like our week here on board with our friends from Explorer Ventures for the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise is going to be quite impressive. And
I was looking forward to it till you reminded me I'm not going.
Yeah, well, we'll be able to tell you all about it when we get back.
It'll be just like I'm there.
When we broadcast from the deck of the vessel. If that weren't enough, look, we got some new products that we're going to cover on today's show. And
I always love nude products.
And nude products. I guess you could use them whether you're clothed or unclothed, actually. And if that weren't enough, we've just pretty much sealed our plans up for the DEMA show here in Orlando that happens the first week in November.
Yeah,
big announcement to share with everybody.
Oh, I can't wait. This is big news.
Actually, a couple of announcements when it comes to the DEMA show. So we got a busy show today, and we kick it off with our good friend and cohort down from South Florida, the hardest working man in the dive industry. Of course, I'm talking about Neil Watson. Neil, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Gregory. And yourself?
I'm fine, my friend. Yeah, just getting geared up for another big show today. And, you know, I wanted to start it off with you, Neil, because you're working nonstop. It never fails to amaze me because as much as I complain about my travel schedule sometimes of going here and going there, you make me look like a weasel because you
are a weasel.
Okay, well, I guess that's not a hard thing to do. Sure, I'll admit that. But yeah, you're traveling all around the world as well, and even way more so than I.
And not even pretending to complain about it, by the way.
Yeah,
absolutely. Now I've had like a great month. A good buddy of mine bought an 82-foot Horizon luxury yacht that is absolutely amazing, and he spent the month of August in the Bahamas and invited me to spend as much time as I would like. So my lovely Brazilian dive goddess and I spent 8 or 9 days cruising the Exumas and doing some diving and being wined and dined by, you know, a crew of three, and got back and was in the States, home for 2 days, flew out to San Diego for a DEMA board meeting, flew back for 2 days, and flew to Hong Kong to take care of a little business for the Bahamas government, and back for a week or so, and then heading down to São Paulo, Brazil, for the Sao Paulo boat dive show. So, yeah, having a good time.
Wow, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, just so I understand, mixed in the middle of that, you took a trip to Hong Kong because you're a bag man for the Bahamas. Is that what you said?
What's going on there exactly, Neil?
They got some incredible Chinese food over there. I went for that. Takeout was too expensive.
Yeah, exactly. Explain why you were in Hong Kong. I mean, you mentioned the Bahamas.
Well, the Bahamas government is really looking at not just Hong Kong, but mainland China, you know, for future business. And we've been spending some time over there for the last 3 years, just kind of branding the Bahamas. They're opening one of the largest Chinese embassies in the Western Hemisphere. I think the largest in Nassau very soon. They just had some officials from China in Nassau working on developing tourism. And in the next 3 to 5 years, something like that, they anticipate like 25 million Chinese a year traveling for tourism. So obviously it is a growing market. And they're avid divers. I mean, it's huge. I think I mentioned on the show a few years ago, we took a side trip. We did a show in Shanghai, did a side trip to a resort on an island called Hainan in China that this one dive operator has 500 instructors on staff, and they do 1,800 to 2,000 resort courses a day,
wow,
7 days a week. So obviously the demand is there, and what's really cool and kind of different than the U.S. market is the perception in China of diving is it's the hip, cool thing for young adults. So,
yeah,
you know, the 20 to 30 crowd that the U.S. market has kind of lost, I mean, that's the crowd that's really excited about diving in China, both mainland and Hong Kong.
It's hard to get a big SUV in Hong Kong than it is here in the United States and to go out to nightclubs every night. So diving is hip and cool.
Yeah.
There you go. Absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, Brazil is a huge market as well. And a little more accessible and probably a more immediate return. I mean, the Bahamas, Brazil has been a big market for the Bahamas for years. I mean, probably 15 years ago when I had an operation in Nassau, my biggest travel wholesaler, including U.S. dive travel wholesalers, was Brazil. I used to get a group of 20 or 30 a month out of Brazil. So they're very active and avid divers. And the country is very, very affluent right now. They're doing very well.
And the other big immediate payoff for Brazilian divers is that although it's an enormous country, largest Portuguese-speaking nation in the world, and that there are literally hundreds of thousands of people that are interested in diving in Brazil, the annual expenditure on material for bathing suits is $7.84. They have little skimpy suits.
It's the lowest on the planet, I believe.
They normally they bring their bathing suits and their contact cases.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's quite impressive.
It's important that they label the dental floss and the bathing suit in different containers so they don't get them confused.
Yes. You know, I mean, the reason I could afford to bring the groups over there is I charged the guys double so I could let the girls dive for free.
There we are.
Yeah,
that's smart thinking right there.
Nice. Well, he knows his business. He's been doing it a while, Mr. Watson has indeed. Now, Neil, what do you notice or what do you see as far as when you're talking to some of these folks from China or from Hong Kong and in Brazil as far as comparing them to U.S. divers? I mean, you mentioned that it's hipper, you know, it's kind of like the hot thing to do for the kids, like skateboarding or something, I guess.
Exactly. It's perceived as an exciting, adventuresome, hip thing for the young adults. And I mean, the shops, I mean, you walk in the shops and other than you can't read anything because it's in Mandarin, it's they're identical to U.S. shops. There's big ones, there's small ones, there's some with their own pools. But both Patty and Nally are both very, very strong in China. All the literature is both in Chinese and they have U.S. as well. I mean, Hong Kong has has a lot more English influence because it was an English colony, you know, for so many years. But, you know, and the Philippines is a huge, huge market because, you know, the Philippines is a very short plane ride from Hong Kong. But they're avid travelers, they're passionate divers, and fun, cool people.
Now, Neil, I am kind of curious about something. A lot of times when there's, you know, foreign influence, it's viewed as foreign. When you're heading over there from the Bahamas into China, is China considered to be a Chinese diving place and that you just want to dive all over the world? Or is it viewed as being sort of like a foreign import into China?
Well, I mean, China itself doesn't have much in the way of a dive product, but I mean, they've got so much great accessible diving, you know, very close, like I say, the Philippines. But the Bahamas is perceived in China like we do Tahiti or Palau or Fiji.
Well, it's the other side of the world.
It's a very exotic destination, and we're because of the movie influence in the Bahamas. I mean, everybody in China, both mainland and Hong Kong, are very, very familiar with the Bahamas, and it's like that hot exotic destination that they want to go to. I mean, the Bahamas is never going to be, you know, a mainstream travel destination for China, but there's enough affluent people that would want to make that once in a lifetime trip. And there's so many, I mean, like the plane coming back from Hong Kong, it was at least half Chinese and they're going to the United States. Well, if you're in New York or if you're in Miami or if you're in, you know, in the East Coast of the United States on business, a side trip to the Bahamas is a slam dunk.
Sure.
And another big advantage is it's difficult to get, you know, tourist visas to come to the United States for mainland Chinese, but you can fly from almost any major city in China direct to London, direct to Nassau, and there's no visa requirements, so that's very attractive as well.
But what about the what about the actual divers themselves? I mean, if diving is kind of like the hot new thing that the kids are really getting into in China, why have we lost that in the States? Is it just because it's newer there, you think, and it's kind of new and unique as far as to their culture, you think, or what's going on there exactly?
You know, it's funny because you go over there and it's like, having been in the diving industry almost since it started, it's like a flashback of how diving was in the United States in its infancy. You know, it was perceived as venturesome and exciting and macho and romantic, and that's kind of where they are with it. And we might study some of their marketing to figure out how they're marketing their product to get this perception with the younger people, because we certainly lost it here.
Yeah, well, it's definitely something to take a look at. NeilWatson.com. Check out all his properties and book with them now. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
This is Dr. Samuel H. Gruber, the Shark Doc. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving and to political intrigue.
Everybody lay low in Bimini or be nothing new.
You know, speaking of sharks here, Sonny Gruber, shark expert over there in Bimini, working on the lemon shark breeding. He just, like, knows lemon sharks backwards and forwards, and all kinds of sharks, for that matter.
Actually, he can make lemon sharks go backwards and forwards, as luck would have it.
Really?
You never seen him do that?
I don't know.
He makes them back up. He puts them in that little trance thing and makes them back up.
That tonic mobility,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, it's funny you bring that up, because I got an email from a guy named Gert today.
A guy named Gert.
Well, actually, you know what? Maybe it's a female. But it's Gert, G-E-E-R-T.
And, oh, then maybe it's a foreign language.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there we are. Maybe he's Norwegian.
Exactly.
Or Dutch.
And one of those. But anyway, he emailed me a little press release about a film project that he'd worked on to protect the sharks. As a matter of fact, it's all designed to help a website called protect-the-sharks.org, which is an organization, obviously, he backs. But it's a documentary he shot called Gimme a
Hug.
Hold
on. We have not learned anything, have we?
What do you mean?
Geert? Geert is a hot babe.
Is it?
Yes.
All right, well, we'll have to see.
Greg, look at me.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay, you're going with it.
Yes. All right. She is so hot.
Yes. All right, Geert. Yeah, now I hear it.
Yeah, now you can
I'm
see it now,
I'm thinking some Norwegian dude when I'm emailing back. Now I'm thinking, oh.
Hot.
Blonde.
Like Halle Berry hot.
Sweet. All right, now this changes the whole thing. Because the email says, give me a hug. I'm like, oh, yeah.
The email says, give me a hug?
Yeah, no, that's the name of the documentary that Geert has produced.
Super hot Norwegian dudette.
Okay, whatever. Let's just move on. Basically, it's a documentary that they put together.
Yes.
About sharks and the misperception people have about sharks. One big feature of the documentary is evidently tonic immobility.
Right.
That, the shark guys over in like Stewart Coves and those type of dives and chainmail suit put the sharks in, you know, hold them and show them in a very gentle state.
Yes.
And there's the trailer. You can check it out at protecttheSharks.org. That's protect-the-sharks.org. You can go there and look at the trailer for Give Me a Hug. And if you make a donation to the organization,
they'll send you a picture of the four hot girls that were all roommates in college when they came up with this idea.
That's not what it says on the press release, but you could make that special request on your own if you like.
I think it's, yes.
But actually, the trailer looks really good.
Yes.
And I was like, wow, it looks like they got a nice little idea here, and evidently the movie has won some awards, so it kind of seems like it's along those ads with or that film project a couple years ago, Shark Water. It seems similar to that type of thing.
And this is what it's fantastic to see is that women, as attractive as these women are, that came together to work on this project, not just resting on their good looks, but also applying their talents. Incredibly hot women, and it's the sort of thing that the industry needs.
You know, the trailer shows the Geert in chainmail, and I'm sure
she doesn't show off her figure.
I'm sure she's extremely attractive. You just can't tell,
right?
You know, but just think of that when you're watching the trailer. Hot girl. She's wearing a bikini, probably Brazilian.
I would imagine.
Brazilian style.
Why? Why not?
Exactly. If she's wearing anything at all under
the chainmail. Well, probably because the male will chafe a little.
Oh, yeah. Mm. But it's protect-the-sharks.org. Go there, check it out. Looks like a good effort. And, I hope I can get a copy of it myself. Check it out. I mentioned it to them that they ought to come to the Dima show and promote it like the guy did for Shark Water. What was his name again? Do you remember?
Slim.
Yes.
We called him Slim.
Yeah, that wasn't his name, though.
Sorry.
It was something
else. Kind of threw on that at me. I figured I'd fill.
All right, other good projects or things that you need to know about as a diver is Halle Berry is joining our little club, at least on screen. A new movie she is starring in called Dark Tide is about ready to shoot, and Halle Berry is going to portray a diving instructor.
I already believe it. I find her very, very believable.
And evidently she had an encounter with a great white, and it's about her fighting her fear and probably ends up getting eaten anyway. I don't know what it's about, but it's Halle Berry, and she's a dive instructor, so who cares, right?
There will be many, many, many shots of her in a bikini.
Oh, Papa Lights!
Hot girls, it's what the industry needs.
We started producing Scuba Radio.
Diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Holly Berry joining our club. We love that. And Holly, if you're listening, you know you're probably going to need some tips on portraying a dive instructor for this film. And I would like to volunteer my skills as a dive instructor.
Hold on.
To your project
as your agent. Let's not give you away. As your agent in this particular endeavor, let me say to Holly. Because we know you're listening.
Say I'd do it for free.
Holly is she's a consummate professional. And we know that what you would do is go out and find all sources of information, however iffy, to get more information about being a dive instructor, having you available on the radio every week, having you available via the podcast, having you available during the rebroadcast is an immeasurable resource for Halle Berry. I know she's listening.
Yeah.
As your agent in this regard, Halle, and this is now Radio for One. Halle, I know you're listening, and I know that what you want to be able to do is to be able to capture the essence of a dive instructor. You need someone with both instructor chops.
Right.
And acting chops.
Exactly.
You need both, and that's why Greg the Dive Master is here for you. You can probably, you probably already have done it, Halle. I mean, I know what a bear you are for research. Well, you at least have one of your assistants do it. But you probably checked out scubaradio.com and you saw the link to Greg's portrayal.
Yeah, my reel is right there at scubaradio.com where I portrayed a diver, an injured diver.
Injured, dead.
The realism that I created for playing a dead person.
Halle, when you see this, get it loaded onto your media player and just keep hitting pause. Just keep hitting pause because you'll see that point in the, if you watch it slowly, you know, frame by frame,
right,
second by second.
I've done that.
You can see the instant where Greg, as the character, turns away from the light, that bright light that he was heading towards, and comes back to us.
You know that scene from Ghost where Patrick Swayze is sucked up into the light? That's what I had as a mental picture in my mind as the motivation when I shot this scene.
That's funny, because I was thinking more about Whoopi Goldberg when I saw you doing it, but it's the same idea.
Yeah, it is.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Isn't this exciting?
It is. It's fun. You know what? I think I'm going to skip the scuba diving.
Ruben, no, you called 8 hotels. They all said that this guy was the best.
I know, but you know how I am about boats, and I'm feeling a little queasy.
Oh, no, your stomach's acting funny.
It's okay now, but I think it might, you know how it gets, you know? So why don't you go?
We're on a honeymoon. I'm not going to go without you.
No, you've been wanting to try this. I want you to go, okay?
Oh.
It'll be fun. I'll pick you up like at 4 o'clock, all right?
I love you.
You know, if I was on that set of Dark Tide with Holly Berry as her diving consultant, I would do everything in my power to bring her down.
As your agent, let's not look at it that way. As your agent, let me tell you, you're going to be there. You're going to be on that set. This is the role of your lifetime. Not on camera, but I mean behind the scenes as a an inspiration to Halle Berry. I mean, I'm inspired by her and by you, Greg.
Really?
Not in the same way. Completely, totally, 100% different way. I'm inspired by you because you've managed to make a living out of 2 hours a week talking about scuba diving on the radio, and you have no other job. That's my inspiration from
Everybody
you.
Everybody wants to be me, and can you blame them?
Halle Berry wants to be able to know the man who is Greg the Dive Master, and the female side, too.
Really, think about it from this. Is Halle Berry really even qualified to hold my hose?
I think we should let her try and just see if the qualifications come through.
All right.
Think you can mold her into the great actress she could be.
Well, we'll see. She starts shooting the movie in South Africa, Dark Tide, here in the next few weeks.
Halle, ask yourself, is one Academy Award enough? And I say no. I say if you really want to grab the brass ring, Greg's got it, and it's hanging down from his octopus. Little to the right. There you go.
Oh, yeah. That's it. That's the... Oh, oh boy. All right. So, anyway, that's good news, though, because really, you know, I don't know if this will have a positive dive message. I kind of doubt it will be in there.
Doesn't
great
sound
white
like
sharks.
It. No, no.
And she's trying to fight her fear. But, you know, I think anytime when we get a big celebrity either playing a dive instructor or learning how to dive, whether it's Jessica Alba, whether it's Halle Berry, or, you know,
there's a lot of rock guys that are into diving.
The Aerosmith, those guys are divers.
Yeah, how about rock guys born in this century the last century
for
that matter?
Well, who are you talking about?
I think that a lot of the punk pop kids, I think that I'm pretty sure.
What, like the Jonas Brothers?
I don't actually. Oh. You know what? I know the Jonas Brothers do boating. I think they may do some diving as well. I don't know that as a fact, but I think they do. But I think Blink-182 does.
Okay,
my son's into Blink.
Why not? Hey, the more the merrier. I mean, you know, Neil was talking about in China how the kids are seem to be really enthralled with the whole diving thing, and why have we lost that energy or
well,
that vibe?
I know
a
why
bit.
That is.
Why?
Because kids today are worthless piles of crap.
Okay. And how many do you have, by the way?
Three, four in October.
All right.
I'm going to keep doing it until I get it right.
Okay.
I am not a quitter.
All right. That's, hey. I don't know really what to say about that other than we'll just leave it lie, I guess.
Well, you know, honestly, though, my kids, I sound like I'm 1,000 years old now.
Well.
Although I am having a baby in about 3 weeks. But,
yeah, Grandpa.
Kids today want to do stuff inside they can do on their Wii. They don't want to go out and really experience life.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 26. Watching fish and coral spawn can be fascinating while diving.
Are you sure you want to do that?
However, they just think you're a pervert.
What the hell are you staring at?
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Jeff Meyer, COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. How's it going, Jeff?
I'm great, Greg, but you're looking a little green. You okay?
Well, I just got off the dive boat.
You still having issues with seasickness?
I was today.
That's one ailment that does tend to find most of us at one time or another.
There has to be a way to beat it once and for all.
Sorry, not really. True, those who spend more time on the water tend to become more resistant to it, but there's no foolproof method to guarantee you'll avoid it.
Great.
It's no big deal. It's just a physical reaction to motion. There's not a dive boat in existence that doesn't have stories of divers feeding the fish. And every person who's spent time on the water has experienced it, or at least enough of it to be queasy.
Okay, so there's no guarantees, but there are suggestions for avoiding it, I hope.
Yeah, sure, lots of them.
You're toying with me now, aren't you?
A little bit.
You are so not my buddy right now.
Okay, okay. Suggestions for dealing with seasickness.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with taking care of yourself the night before you dive. Get a good night's sleep, eat well, and take it easy on the alcohol.
How can that possibly make a difference?
The better you feel, the better your body is able to adapt to conditions.
Okay, I'm convinced. No, what else you got?
It'll sound like a contradiction in logic, but eat a little something the morning of the dive. Keep it light, but you'll be surprised at the difference it makes.
How do I keep from thinking about it? It's like the moment I step on the boat, I worry about whether or not I'm going to be sick today.
You're not alone, but while it's easier said than done, try not to think about it. Constant worry about becoming seasick tends to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Think about the dive. Think about the day. Think about Christmas. Anything but getting seasick.
Christmas?
Sure. You'd be amazed at how decking mental halls and singing jingle bells can take your mind off things.
I'm feeling better already. So while I'm singing...
Stay on deck. The fresh air will do you good, and your eye will be able to stay on the horizon. That helps your body adapt to the motion, as what your eyes are seeing will match what your body is feeling. Your mind will be less confused.
The fresh air does feel good, and I find the middle of the boat rocks less.
Yep. And stand instead of sitting if you can. Your legs will help to absorb the motion.
Steadiness is really one of the biggest helps, isn't it?
It is. Minimizing the motion, not getting too hot or too cold, keeping your eyes level, it all can help.
I'll say one thing about seasickness. It definitely gets me in the water.
Yeah, if you're up for the dive and not dehydrated from getting too sick, definitely get in the water as quickly as possible. Not only will you feel better getting under the waves and the motion, it'll get your mind off your stomach for a while as it focuses on the dive.
But of course, if the seasickness is really laying you out...
As much as you'll hate to stay on the boat, don't risk the dive. Only you will know if you're well enough to dive, and you'll have to make that call.
These are all great tips, but what about drugs? There's got to be a magic pill or something to take, right?
Yes and no. There are a lot of remedies out there, and every diver swears by a different one. Like anything else, you have to try them and see what works for you.
If you want to go natural, I know ginger works well.
Yep. And if you like pharmaceuticals, medications like Dramamine or Scopolamine are favorites of many. But if you decide to go that route, please be careful. They can have side effects like drowsiness and dry mouth, and we know that fatigue and dehydration are not a diver's friend. Test them before you dive to see how you react, and be aware that drugs wear off, so you'll want to consider that in your dive planning.
I've also tried the wristbands and similar things that use pressure points and magnetic pulses. They're not bad either.
Nope. A lot of divers have good luck with those. The trick really is to find what does and doesn't work for you.
And assuming all the tips, drugs, ginger, and pressure points on hand don't work?
Try to make it to the leeward side of the boat. Don't use a marine head. They can't handle it. Stay outside in the fresh air and try to drink fluids as much as possible so you stay hydrated. And above all, remember that it's no big deal.
Yeah, that's what they tell me.
Seasickness is a common affliction among divers, and there's no shame if you experience it. It can be uncomfortable, though, and it can lead to dive risks. So do what you can to minimize seasickness or prevent it altogether. But whether you beat it or it beats you, just remember to take care of yourself. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And Eric Douglas from Divers Alert Network is going to join us in hour two of the big show today. Stay close for that. However, in the meantime, Jeff Terode from South Florida Diving Headquarters is on the line, better known as Captain Cocktail.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Everything, my friend. Hey, I just wanted to get you on real quick. I got your little press release about Captain Dick moving on.
Yes, he's retiring to the Keys. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Are you in shock?
Yeah, I am. I mean, because Captain Dick has been with South Florida Diving Headquarters for like an eternity, hasn't he?
I think since the conception, almost.
Yes.
Off and on.
And the Conception is the name of their boat. That's when...
Okay.
That's something else.
I was going to say, I think I was there at the Conception. I don't remember Captain Dick being there.
Yeah. I think so. Well, no. I think Greg and your former partner were there, Greg, remember?
Yeah.
On the first AquaZoo trip.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, Grumpy Old Dick is what we used to call him.
Grumpy Dick, that was his nickname.
But he's moving down to the Keys to literally retire? Is that the deal? Or
well,
is he
we call it retirement. He's going to be running a boat down there for 3 days a week.
Oh, okay.
So he's easing into retirement.
All right. Fort Lauderdale, Pompano Beach area wasn't warm enough for him in his older years. So he had to go further south. Is that the deal?
You know, that's where all the grumpy captains go to retire. I'm going to get bad mail from the Keys now.
Yeah, no, that's all good. It's all good. But Jeff, yeah, I know you've been keeping busy. I would imagine the weather's been quite nice here in Florida lately. That's good for business, right?
Oh, it's fantastic weather this summer. You know, it's like, I don't even want to mention it, but, you know, we really haven't had any storm issues at all. So it's been a great summer, and the weather continues right on.
Absolutely. And I know you've been following a lot of the Florida Wildlife Commission issues. Sharks, actually, they're trying to protect the sharks even more now. Is that the case? What are you hearing about this?
Yeah, there's some more stuff coming down the pipe. There's a group up in Palm Beach working with Dr. Gruber, who works with lemon sharks over in Bimini, as you know.
Yeah.
And up in Palm Beach, in one of the areas between Palm Beach and Jupiter up there, is where they congregate at certain times of the year, and they're afraid that they're going to be wiped out. So there's some preliminary stuff coming out that they may be added to the protection list. And there's also some other species that have been added, and I think they're looking at maybe even lowering the bag limits and not allowing other commercial types of capture as well. So,
all right, that sounds good. We got more with Jeff from South Florida Diving Headquarters next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You know, I don't have to tell you folks about scuba diving. So that'll save some time.
I love all the fishies, all the sharkies too. When I see one come towards me, I swim like you. I love all the friends down there, hey, don't you know? There's a friend of mine, the very popular Jacques Cousteau.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Jeff Terode from South Florida Diving Headquarters is on the line. 1-800-771-DIVE is his number if you want to dive Pompano Beach or the South Florida diving area there. Jeff, one of the things I wanted to get out there, other than sending Captain Dick on his way down to the Keys, I want to do a little shout out and thank him for years of great diving with you down there at South Florida Diving. But what about the lobsters? Because I think it was about this time last year, maybe a few weeks later, where I got the call that the lobsters were walking and had just an amazing experience. Have you gotten any reports whatsoever about the lobsters starting to walk down there in South Florida, or no?
Not yet. You're right. This is about the right time, or even we're running a little behind sometimes, but I don't know why. They haven't seemed to have been stirring yet. I don't know if it's going to take a storm, which I don't want. So
yeah.
I'll take the lobsters as they come, so to speak. We don't need the storm to stir them. But
I have usually, an idea. I have an idea.
Sure.
Captain Jeff Turow down there, South Florida Diving Headquarters. This is the sort of thing which I actually think that the lobsters respond to. Can you just get Jim Cantore down there and just drag him behind a boat? I think if they see him in the water.
The news guys, the weather news guys are going nuts because there's no storm for them to get in front of.
Jim Cantore has not done a damn thing in the last 6 weeks. He's willing to go and surf behind your boat. Don't give him air tanks or anything. Just to tie a rope around him, drag him behind the boat so the lobsters can see him. And when they see him, they'll go, holy cow.
Start running.
This will work. Onto something there.
You never know.
I wonder if we can get him down here. Any pull there? You guys know the guy?
Well, he listens every week, so...
Yeah,
he
sure.
listens to the podcast, though. He doesn't listen to live.
Oh, okay.
So he only catches this in the podcast. So he'll hear this. I don't know if he's going to hear it on Tuesday or Wednesday, but it's different. He spends a lot of time working on that home gym he's got. It takes a lot to get a bald man to look to be in that good of shape when he's got to wear a shirt and a rain slicker all the time. You got to have big muscles to be able
all
to
right.
see it through a rain slicker.
Well, if this theory that Bill throws out there doesn't hold up, just... keep me abreast of the lobsters, and if they start walking down there in South Florida, Jeff, I'm counting on you.
Getting Jim Cantore abreast or two might not do a bad idea either.
That would be the incentive to get him to play ball.
Might work.
All right, well, anything's possible. All right, that'll do it for Hour 1. Hour 2 is on deck. Stay close. Eric Douglas from Dan and much more. Coming up, stay close for the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.